What's EPA going to say when the world asks us how many greenhouse gases we're putting into the air? And the Associated Press says the pharmaceuticals are making it into drinking water. But what do scientists have to say? Today is March 14, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is seeking public comment on a draft annual report that analyzes sources of greenhouse gas emissions. The report, Inventory of U.S. Greenhouse Gas Emissions in Sinks, 1990 to 2006, will be open for public comment for 30 days after the Federal Register notice is published. The major finding in this year's draft report is the overall emissions during 2006 decreased from 1.5% from the previous year. This decrease was due primarily to a reduction in CO2 emissions associated with fuel and electricity consumption. Total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in 2006 were about 7,202 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent. Overall, emissions have grown by 14.1% from 1990 to 2006, while the U.S. economy has grown by 59% over the same period. After responding to public comments, the U.S. government will submit the final inventory report to the Secretariat of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Coming up, an Associated Press investigation has Americans concerned whether pharmaceuticals and drinking water are having any effects. And EPA announces tougher 8-hour ozone standards, so why is industry happy? After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
An AP investigation has Americans questioning their water quality. A recent report published by the Associated Press found that pharmaceuticals have been detected in tap water supplies across much of the United States. According to the investigation, at least 41 million Americans in 24 major metropolitan areas had pharmacological residues in their water. The report, published Sunday, March 9th, touched off alarm around the nation, and many scientists and water utilities have spent this week assuring the public of the safety of drinking water. However, many environmentalists have since called for more testing. Senators Barbara Boxer and Frank Lautenberg of California and New Jersey, respectively, announced they plan oversight hearings on the topic this April. Currently, there are no federal or state regulations concerning levels of most pharmaceuticals in tap or bottled water. However, a number of endocrine disruptors have recently been targeted by the federal government for control. EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson on Wednesday announced the agency's new 8-hour ambient air quality standards for ozone. The agency announced a reduction of the standard to 75 parts per billion from the old 80 parts per billion standard. Johnson noted that because of rounding, the standard had effectively been 84 ppb. A panel of independent experts in 2007 recommended an 8-hour ozone standard between 60 and 70 ppb. The agency was under court order to provide a new standard by yesterday. The 75 ppb standard puts as many as 345 U.S. counties out of attainment. Johnson also asked Congress to, quote, allow decision-makers to consider benefits, costs, risk trade-offs, and feasibility in making decisions about how to clean the air, end quote. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Oh, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day.